Hey, welcome to the Eagle Knight Your Purpose Podcast, episode 111. Welcome to those who are new to the show. Welcome back to those who listen regularly, be that on the video or the audio. Thanks for listening. Max is over there, wherever he is, in his vest, drinking his tea with chaga. And today, Max, we're going to talk about adaptability. Go for
it. This is true. And by the way, ignite your purpose. What is our conversation? We talk longevity through a healthy lifestyle, a mix of mental. I keep messing that word up, John. Mental.
Target.
No, I think we should just interpret the word mental.
Mental.
Trademark it. It's a mix of mental, physical, and spiritual health. The mind, body, soul trifecta. Negative to positive. And that's what we want to speak every day. We want to get that ripple of positivity. So today, adaptability. The minute I hear that, John, I just think you either adapt or you die. It's kind of the way I think about it. We could talk about anything going on in the world right now, from technologies, those who do not want to use them anymore, and kind of how they fall off. Mental thinking wise, if you're not adapting new thought processes, new information, you're going to lose your mind straight up. If you don't adapt to physical changes in the world where you live, mountain climbing, all this jazz, I think you do yourself a disservice. You aren't getting better every day because you're putting up walls. You're blocking yourself off from what could be. The reality is a change and you don't want to adapt to it. So here's my two cents.
I get the feeling this is going to be one of those conversations that starts off, what are we going to say? We'll just spiral out of all kind of levels of control. My spin on adaptability is I think as human beings, we are absolutely, completely and utterly adaptability machines. We adapt to the situation we're in. Whether that's whether we want to or whether we don't, I think we've just managed to, you know, you lose a job, you need to adapt. Right, got the money, right, let's sell one car, let's keep one car, let's sell two cars, let's use the bus, let's rent a flat nearer to work. We adapt to it. We came up with this idea 3 days ago. And we said, right, we'll do it tomorrow, we'll do it tomorrow, we'll do it tomorrow. I think I'll have loads to say, but I've completely kind of had a mind blank. So
I could give you an example. I'll give you an example. I know you got stuff to say. One of the business guys I deal with, very, very older gentleman, he believes in zero technology. He has a phone, and I think he has a fax.
What?
Right? That's all he uses. He doesn't have email, internet, text, cell phones, nothing. So for me as the consumer, as the customer, if I wasn't like this, if this guy wasn't like my family type thing, it would be very, very difficult for me to continue to be in business. You know what I'm saying? Continue to support him. Although his work is immaculate, he is top tier. It's just he kind of closed himself off from a whole way that he should have, maybe he shouldn't have, he can do what the hell he wants, but the way the world's going, he didn't adapt to that, you know what I'm saying?
Has his business suffered because of it?
I don't know. I really don't think so. The type of stuff he does, I don't think it has.
Or because the model is so simple, if you want to get a hold of me, you pick the phone up, there and there, if I'm not, I'll call you back. And he's not getting bombarded with phone calls, texts, emails, mail through the post. So in some ways, maybe that's he's not evolved with technology, but he's kept it simpler. He's made his work change to his environment. Man, so I'm struggling.
That is a form of adaptability, I guess, really. I mean, he stayed. I definitely think it would allow him to focus more, right? He doesn't have the emails. He doesn't have the text coming in. He doesn't have a lot of jazz. But, you know, 50-50 on that one.
Yeah. I had a whole load. I had a load of stuff to say about this earlier. A long day traveling on, you know, tourist buses and walking around old medieval buildings and stuff. It must have fried my brain in the sun. So, sorry, guys. Short show. Nothing to share. I may do this one again tomorrow.
Fair enough, John. Well, yeah. You know what? When your brain's not, it's when it's there, it's there. It's not, it's not. People, it was a short and sweet one. If John's got something else to add, I damn well know he will attach it to this.
Yeah.
And for now, we thank you as always for listening. Support, share, like, love, hugs, all that jazz. We appreciate it. Thank you for everybody listening on the audio. It's taken off, and we really appreciate that. Have a great day.
Thank you, Chuck. Thank you.